Murray State University recently named Dr. Bob Jackson its 14th president. Jackson had been serving in an interim role since August. I recently sat down with the new president to discuss the racers winning the OVC, what makes Murray State a disruptor in standing out from other higher ed institutions, budget planning, and this year's legislative session. This is our first time speaking in the studio since your appointment as president. Previously, you were interim. President has a nice ring to it.
Matt, it does. I'm very grateful to the Board of Regents for their confidence, and I look forward to this opportunity. And it really is an opportunity. This is my alma mater, and I look forward to the years ahead.
There's a lot of excitement in the athletics department. The Racers are OVC champions heading to the NCAA, and there's a new director of athletics.
Kevin Saul. Kevin comes here from the University of Kentucky, where he was an executive associate athletic director. He has a lot of experience. He's doing a great job. He's been here only about a week and a half. It seems like he's been here now for a couple of months because he already has an OVC championship under his belt. And the rifle team was ranked and finished fourth in the country. And the baseball team won yesterday. So things are going pretty well for the new AD. And Kevin is a really great fit here. And he and his wife, Jennifer, love the community, and they're gonna do well at Murray State.
So you were at the game in Evansville on Saturday. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like?
Oh, it was a wonderful atmosphere, and it was like playing a home game. There were about 10,500 fans, a new OVC championship record, and 10,000 of those fans were Murray State fans. And a great atmosphere, a great facility, a great community. Evansville really opened their arms up to Murray State and all the teams that played there, and we enjoyed it very much and came away as the OVC champs, and we're looking forward to Selection Sunday to see where we go next. So we're very excited about that.
Kentucky CPE President Dr. Aaron Thompson recently visited campus. Among the things he spoke to us about was the challenge of Kentucky public universities competing with private universities, like, for instance, Campbellsville University. They saw 75% increase in enrollment, whereas Murray State's been struggling with some declining enrollment. Dr. Thompson suggested there needs to be a disruptor factor. So what are your thoughts on this, and how is Murray State a disruptor, or how could it be a disruptor?
Well, I think our disruptor factors are doing what we're good at and doing what we've been doing for a long time. High-quality programs, the personal touch from our faculty and staff from the standpoint of this feels like home, a welcoming atmosphere, high-quality academic programs, a focus on teaching and learning. Those are disruptor factors, and it's a matter of what you focus on and how you focus on those particular issues, coming up with new and innovative programs, adding to current programs from an academic standpoint, and spreading the word of who we are and what we've been for a long time. Murray State University is very, very important to this region, and this region is very, very important to Murray State University. And I think making sure that we tell that message and we're out there spreading that word regularly is important, too. So those are disruptor factors, making sure that we're doing what we should be doing as a public comprehensive university.
The Center for Hemp recently opening here through the Ag Department certainly has that disruptor potential.
It does. It does, Matt. And that is a great example, and it's innovative, it's creative. I want to thank the Hudson School of Agriculture and Dean Tony Brannon and his faculty and staff in regard to working on that and advancing that initiative. I mean, it's being talked about across the Commonwealth. It's being talked about in regard to this multi-state region. And hemp is a very important new agricultural commodity. What's interesting about it, we're calling it new today, but it's been around for a long, long time in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, since Kentucky became a state. Henry Clay grew hemp 200 plus years ago on his farm, Ashland, in Lexington, as an example. My family has ties back to hemp during World War II. So it's a very versatile, interesting, and historic crop to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So as Dean Brannon, I heard him say this morning at a breakfast, if this is the epicenter of hemp here in this part of Kentucky, in this part of a multi-state region, then we're on the fault line here at Murray State University. So I think there's a number of opportunities, and I think we'll take advantage of all of them.
on the topic of enrollment, you've mentioned before that this is a top priority for you, and there's some good news this semester on enrollment. Can you give us sort of an update on the efforts?
Obviously, enrollment's important to all public universities, all colleges, private or public, and so I think we're seeing a stabilization here in regard to our enrollment. And from spring last year to spring today, we're seeing a stabilization in our headcount numbers. We're also very aggressively working with community college partners and signing new articulation agreements and working with them very closely. We've signed, I think, three agreements really in the last few weeks with West Kentucky Community Technical College is a great partner to us, and Dr. Anton Reese is a great friend of this institution, a great partner to Murray State University, and we look forward to enhancing our relationships there. As an example, Hopkinsville Community College, we have a number of partnership agreements in regard to Hopkinsville, Madisonville, Henderson Community Colleges. These are all very important to Murray State University. Also, parts of West Tennessee. We just entered into a new agreement with Motlow State College, so we're excited about that, and also Jackson State Community College, or Jackson State College. That's important to us as well, so we're trying to grow and expand that footprint as best we can and working with our partners.
Just to go back on that good news, the preliminary spring numbers are up, and some of that is due to the grad enrollment.
Grad enrollment is up, and credit hours for grad students is up as well. And actually, our overall headcount is flattish, too, and so there's still many opportunities as it relates to enrollment for the future and work that we need to be doing. And, you know, next fall is very important to us. So we're working very hard now. And there's a lot of excitement, a lot of things going on at Murray State. I just walked over here from a meeting in regard to all the construction projects that we have going on. These are enhancements for our students to help us with student recruiting and student retention, whether it's the Curris Center, our student center, and what's going on there in regard to Chick-fil-A, growth and enhancements there, other renovations inside the student center, also Waterfield Library, a number of projects. So we were going through all the summer projects, so pardon our progress, but there's going to be a lot going on this summer, and we're excited about that as well.
Looking ahead, budget planning for the next fiscal year is underway. There was discussion in the recent Board of Regents meeting about making more reallocations or cuts to the budget. How much are we talking about, and where will those cuts come from?
Currently, we have about a $7 million deficit that we're working through for the next fiscal year, which starts July 1. So we're working through how to make up that number as we move forward, as we grow and enhance this institution in a number of ways in a number of areas. In regard to that, we're looking at retirements. So how many positions are retiring that we do not have to fill? From that standpoint, we're trying to evaluate numbers. We're looking at transitional agreements that we've entered into with certain retirees where they may teach part-time going forward. So there's a savings there. And then also there's at any college or university, there's empty positions from time to time, and we'll choose not to fill some of those. Obviously, many of those we'll have to fill. Many of those we may not fill. We're working through all of those things as we speak. I mean, the real key is as we go through this budgeting process, as this institution has been doing for a long time, is making sure that the access for our students in this multi-state region, and especially in Kentucky, is maintained, and affordability. This is a high-quality, high-value institution, and we want to maintain that.
There's also a shortfall this fiscal year. Vice President of Finance and Administration Jackie Dudley noted the shortfall was less than previous projections. But there again, how is the university addressing the shortfall this year?
The shortfall is less than it was originally budgeted because of the spring numbers were better than originally projected. Those are being funded by one-time funds, so we can do that one time. And so this fiscal year, we will be filling in that gap with one-time funds that are available, so we don't have to worry about going back and cutting programs and revisiting things, decisions that have already been made which is really bad for institutional planning. So we're trying to move forward in a very positive way, and we have a lot going on. And so as we tackle next fiscal year, we have many opportunities in front of us, and we plan to take advantage of all that we possibly can in that area.
The legislative session, we're entering sort of the final days of that. What are your thoughts on this year's session?
These short legislative sessions are tough. They're tough on legislators, and they're tough on public universities. They're tough on the public, I guess, from that standpoint. A lot goes on in a very short period of time, and as a former member of the legislature, in my years in the state Senate, the short sessions were the toughest because so much is happening so quickly, and you're not able to respond as much as really you would like to do. The big issue that we've been focused on is pension reform. And in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, as with many states, we must address the issue of public pensions and reform in those areas. It's costing Murray State University millions of dollars more than it probably should. So we're working to freeze pension rates. We're looking to reform the current pension model. And there's a bill that is moving through the legislative process that will do that, will help us. It will provide us some reform, and it will provide a freeze in regard to our current rates so we can start planning better in that regard. So that's really been our singular focus this legislative session. Now, the next legislative session, which is about 9 months away, we'll do this again as a budget session. So it's a longer session, a much more detailed legislative session, and we'll be dealing with the state budget as well as Murray State's budget.
Murray State University President Dr. Bob Jackson, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Matt, thank you.